hier staan we dus voor een van die opzienbarende vervalsingen door Van Meegeren. Door Van Meegeren naar Vermeer.
That's what the first portable museum audio tour sounded like. Created in Amsterdam in 1952, it was revolutionary.
En als u even naar rechts kijkt, naar die originele tekening van Van Meegeren...
Today, new technologies are changing the museum-goer's experience. It's all part of how art museums are imagining the future to stay relevant in a digital world. Andrea Shea from Here and Now contributor WBUR reports.
At the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art, founding director Joseph Thompson shows me an iPad that's part of an exhibition.
Pick up tablet, aim camera, explore. Touch screen to begin. There was a time when art didn't come with instructions attached.
Thompson is nervous that technology like this will distract visitors from the art. For him, museums are in the business of putting real objects in front of real people. Thompson accepts the new mobile reality, but he's still wary of flavor-of-the-month museum technology.
My hunch is that the dark secret of museum apps is that not very many people use them. And to download an app and to learn how to use it, I don't know. I mean, QR codes are easy to use. Does anybody use them?
QR codes are those square black and white codes you see on product labels. If you scan one with your phone, it connects you to web pages with information about the object. Jennifer Schmidt uses them a lot.
We can now tell by the QR code usage which pieces people are curious about, which ones they're confused about, and just want to understand better.
Schmidt heads information technology at the De Cordova Sculpture Park and Museum in Lincoln, Massachusetts. She says every piece of sculpture on the grounds has a QR code, and she believes technology like this is crucial to her museum's future.
There is a growing population who want more. How do we reach them? Because I think that's what's going to keep us vibrant and moving forward. That if we don't do it, we look stuck.
That's why museums are experimenting with a slew of new technologies, including beacons. Beacons are small transmitters mounted on gallery walls that beam content to your phone about the art you're standing in front of.
Many museums are using beacons right now.
But not the one where Jim Olson works. He's director of integrated media at the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem, Massachusetts. And Olson questions how well a lot of new tech devices, like beacons, actually work.
I really try to avoid fetishizing the technology.
Instead, Olson looks for technology that can change the way visitors experience art. He's a big fan of 3D printing. For a recent exhibition, curators couldn't borrow delicate clay figurines, so Olson's team scanned photos of the original model, crunched the data, and printed out a faithful replica.
With this, because it's a facsimile, you can actually touch it, and that changes the experience dramatically for visitors.
Another cheerleader for 3D printing is Don Undine. At the New York Metropolitan Museum of Art's Media Lab, he dreamed up ways to help visitors engage creatively with artworks rather than consume them passively. But Undine says not everyone who works in the museum world embraces ideas like this. To illustrate the tension, he devised a skit for a museum technology conference pitting an art hacker against a museum curator.
And as you walk through our galleries, I want you to understand that they are arranged in the only correct and appropriate way for our art to be displayed. Yes, if you don't like it, well, start your own museum.
Hey, not so fast, huh? It's me, Art Hacker, and I have come to wrest curatorial authority from your evil clutches, museum dude.
Then a stuffed animal appears to save the day.
Hey, guys, just not fight. I'm Digital Humanities Unicorn.
Digital Humanities is a broadly defined field of research where media and technology come together to advance the study of art and culture. Undine believes the digital humanities are at the core of the 21st century museum. He jokes about the cliche that a museum is a place where ideas go to die.
Right? You know, like, my mom's house, it's like a museum. You can't touch anything. I think that's obviously completely a slander against museums, right? But I really want to see how museums continue to make sure that they're central to that conversation.
The conversation is animated at a meetup group called Drinking About Museums. In a Cambridge bar, museum professionals chat about their challenges over pints of beer. Liz Neely, president of the Museum Computer Network, says her organization has been focusing on museum tech for 50 years. But she says today's challenges are more complex. For example...
keeping up with the pace of what is expected so that when someone walks in, they don't get a sense that they are in the past century. But also rethinking that because we don't want to turn into Disneyland. So it's actually pretty complicated.
That delicate dance doesn't dissuade 27-year-old entrepreneur Brendan Sieco. He just launched a new digital app platform called Qzeum. 38 museums are piloting it. Qzeum uses beacons and functions like a digital docent to deliver images, text, video, and old-school curator-led audio tours. Sieco predicts the art museum of the 21st century will have no object text, and customized content will be delivered in multiple languages. Then he gets even more sci-fi.
It might be by way of wearables. It might be by way of, you know, biometric interactions.
Imagine getting recommendations that you take in a work by Matisse or Moreau based on your heart rate, mood, or paintings you've given a thumbs up to in the past. Sieco is excited about the prospect. He says museums are not one size fits all. And as the digital humanities unicorn sees it,
museums should be relevant and fun for everyone.
Everyone in the museum world wants that. They just have different ideas about how to get there. For Here and Now, I'm Andrea Shea.